Thank you.
Man.
There it is.
We're toasting. Oh, I got it locked in. And Baby Blue fades out. It's Homie Cast 19.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
We're getting it.
Finally legal.
Hashtag, hashtag backshore life. That's what we
got.
We got hashtag. We got a new hashtag. We on Instagram. There's only three posts with hashtag
Backshore Life.
Backshore Life. Backshore Living.
Backshore Living.
Yeah.
So that's what
so,
it is.
So, yeah, we got to hashtag that.
So, we got to hashtag that one.
Yeah. And we got James Eves here.
That's right.
We got Craig Kimberly here.
Party people.
Rick Dowsett showed
hello,
up.
Hello.
And Duché, my boy,
if you're
Chris
French.
DeWolf, you ever been here for a while?
I haven't been here forever.
Chris?
I know, I'm back. Yes. Yes. Baby. Yes.
Back in the fold. He's in the best shape of his life, he said.
Stunning.
CrossFit.
Look at, he's ripping.
CrossFit Cape Ann.
He's getting ripped.
Are you teaching? Are you teaching right now?
I'm still coaching, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm still.
He's my trainer, too.
Look at this shit, baby.
A lot of jiggle. That's a lot of jiggling going on.
Your pecs are huge.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Somebody's known.
They're dripping over your balls, though, man. So,
it's like 95 degrees in the kitchen right here. We're at Mom's house. Mom's house.
Does your mother know we're here?
I love the whole stream. You're living at your mother's house?
Yeah, that's
where are we going, Joey?
I'm all confused.
And you're blogging.
I think Pat's going to be in the background. Like, what's going
she's
on?
Poke her head. No, we got Kate. She's going to get her. She's got. Kate's got. You know, remember the old, like, the thing you had, like, the glass you had it against the wall?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, listening to what's going on in the other room. So we only can say nice things about Kate right now. First topic, cargo shorts.
Yeah, let's talk about
Chris,
that.
Chris brought this
Chris,
to the table.
Chris,
I brought
okay,
this
so
topic.
Why is it,
I want to know.
Are you pro or?
I don't know what I am.
Are you
I'm
proposing?
Trying to figure it out right now because you know what? I get like the guy's point of view. I got room.
So did someone say something to you that cargo
yeah,
shorts?
Somebody may have.
I just want to know that you just said you get the guy's point of view.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the conversation just stop right there?
Because I've been talked to from another point of view.
Dude, that's just where I don't the look table as good. And get a quick thing and then talk.
Here's what happened. Some woman in your life said something about, oh my God, I hate fucking cargo shorts. You look so much hotter in regular shorts.
You
come back from the gym.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Is that right?
So now what, are you wearing a basketball uniform every
No,
night?
I'm just wondering. I want to put it out there. Like, how do you feel?
Tell her. So what did you tell her, by the way? I want to know your reaction.
I said I like cargo shorts because I have room to put everything and I hate putting my wallet in my pocket.
Are you wearing cargo shorts right now?
No, wait, not wearing gym shorts.
Oh, right now you're wearing gym shorts. Okay. So you bow down and agree.
So when you go to the strip, you know when you go to the strip club, you got to wear the mesh shorts, right?
We just spin topic this day.
I'm just joking. Yeah, but seriously. Okay, I gotta give my two cents quickly.
All right, go
at work at Nelson's.
Yes. See,
Nelson's last year.
That's exactly how I
they think. Had like end of the season sale. They had
boom! I hit it the other day.
Dry fit cargo shorts and camouflage like theme, so they get dirty. Can't even tell they're dirty. I use them at work because literally I need pockets for. You know, I have my invoice book in one pocket, my cell phone in another pocket, my money in another pocket, and keys in the other pocket. I don't want to scratch up my cell phone. Total utility. But I do not wear cargo shorts outside of work.
That's what I was kind of.
But you kind of wore more casually, Chris.
When you say I don't give a fuck anymore. Cargo shorts go in the same category as bucket hats. When you like bucket hats,
I don't give a fuck. I rock my bucket hat.
My girl.
I'm not wearing it tonight. I was wearing it yesterday.
I don't have a bucket hat, but bucket hats will like protect you from the sun.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
I don't care if I get laid tonight because I'm gonna wear my bucket.
I was looking at bucket hats to keep it young. Bucket hat,
right? Because you're happily married.
I never owned.
Happily married. If you're single guys, don't wear bucket hats.
Okay,
no,
unless they don't care about getting laid.
Don't change topics.
I would never wear.
Don't change topics, James.
Yeah, James.
I wear cargo shorts all the time. Pockets, obviously.
Right,
you gotta have pockets.
I
find myself in public in cargo shorts often only because. I work so much that
that's the whole thing. It's part of your job.
If you invited me over to a cookout, I wouldn't put cargo shorts on. I would put regular shorts on,
right.
Or slacks or whatever.
Steal some cheeseburgers or something.
Slide them in the side pocket.
So that's my. If I could, it would be cargo shorts all day, every day. Okay. Your house, my house, okay. Anybody's house. Could. Right. If I could, but I recognize
you, don't look like a sexier man.
I recognize that you have to have that. You okay? There has to be a sense of decorum.
Craig. Decorum. Yes. So I started wearing cargo shorts. Like, I mean, first off, the name, man. You're carrying cargo. I've got things to put in my pocket. Okay. I've never ever in my life put a wallet in my back pocket.
Oh, interesting.
Because one, I can't sit on that shit. That's stupid.
Right.
You would have to have Seinfeld. Two wallets.
There was George Costanza.
And I do remove the receipts from my wallet, but you know. Anyways, I can't sit on that damn thing.
Pull out your wallets, gentlemen.
Yeah, I got a triple fold here, ladies and gentlemen. Black leather.
Speaking of the Costanza, check out
Perry,
the problem,
what is this? Fucking Perry Ellis or something.
It's I know.
Joey.
Look at Joey's looks bitch. Like. He looks like there's. What's the hell like a crab.
Me and Joey are running neck and neck.
Okay, yeah.
What?
See, me and Rick are the most
you
sensible.
You keep money in your wallet. I keep
Rick
money
and I are
very
sensible.
The best one out of all of you.
Rick has a billfold.
Rick has the most sensible wallet.
That's too a double rubber band.
That is some type A bullshit right there.
If the rubber band so my cards and my cash don't fall out.
That is some type A bullshit right there.
So type A.
And I don't take you for a type A kind of guy, but that is some type A wallet.
I'm getting wrapped up in a riddle, man. I'm very multiplex. By the way, cargo shorts, all day.
That's actually very
all day, every day.
Yeah, so let me finish. Cargo shorts from the beginning. Absolutely. Carry shit all the time. Wearing them since, what, fucking 1988 or something, since I remember them ever coming out. But recently I purchased, you know, I did last year a pair or two, and this year a pair or two of shorts without them. And it's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to, like, wear these, like, regular shorts out to somewhere to hang out with people. It's fucking miserable, man. Like, fuck carrying stuff in your front pockets of your slacks that are cut at your knees. It's like, that's all those shorts are, man.
Cargo shorts. Cut at your knees, man.
Cargo shorts are for men that have things. I got a phone. You know, I might have a GoPro, some batteries, a wallet.
You come with a lot of baggage.
A 40-ouncer.
I mean, perhaps. A dildo. He usually has
a dildo. Yes, or two. You know, James has needs, and I carry him with
me. My needs.
So, anyways.
Yeah, you can carry 6 to 8 beers in your cargo shorts.
Yeah. And then you get to a movie theater.
I do like to have a beer in my cargo shorts.
Have you ever gone to a movie theater wearing cargo shorts? You can feed half the people in there.
You bring a small hibachi, pork chops.
I brought my smoking Joe in there one time.
You're right. Wallet, keys, phone.
But regular you guys pair. Look as good as you would without cargo shorts.
Absolutely.
Put away
absolutely.
The storage. I just want to know how you guys look.
You know,
how y'all look is what I want to know.
Yes.
I just want to know.
How I have an answer to the question.
Look at me. You think I care how I look?
You're a sexy dude.
Look at me.
Look at you. You're stunned.
I am James. Built for comfort, not for speed.
Bucket hat. Bucket hat. Oh, he's bucket hat.
I wish I had my bucket
buffalo.
Hat.
Oh, he's got the buffalo thing.
You need to buy GMG bucket hats.
I do have an answer to the question if anybody wants to know.
James, the floor is yours.
Your package looks just as good in the cargo shorts, and your ass looks just as good in the cargo shorts.
I think my package looks bigger in regular shorts.
Yeah! No.
Wow. Yeah, I think my package looks bigger in regular shorts. And my ass looks bigger in regular shorts, just so you know.
No, it's every. The cargo shorts is
cargo
all.
Cargo shorts allow for
thighs
like,
down, man.
I disagree with you in this situation.
Up. See, that's what I'm. That, isn't that the final. Isn't that the final deciding factor?
Wow.
Is, you know.
I'm not talking about usage. I'm talking about looks.
I now see you guys might have.
I'm not talking about usage either. I'm talking about looks too. I'm saying, I say that in cargo shorts, if you look relaxed and you come first, you when I'm in cargo shorts, I own this shit. You know what I mean? I got all my needs in my thighs. And my
now
ass
that,
is still
now
there.
That now that Tom Brady has
gone to prison finally.
Tom Brady
folded. No, no, he's folded his cards.
What's his name? Bell suspended again for taking drugs.
Who's this?
He folded like a cheap tent.
Is there another one over there?
How do we think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to do in the first four games?
Thank you.
I think that they're going to go 3-1.
All right. Do you think he's got the? Is it because of the weapons, or do you think Jimmy Garoppolo?
Because they have that many homes.
You look at Matt Castle.
I think they're going to win their home game.
Right.
I think the defense is good enough.
Right.
Edelman is fucking healthy. Gronk is healthy. I mean, you know, it's Belichick. Like, he's been here before. Brady's practicing.
The question's going to be.
I think they're going to go 3-1.
With Castle, they went 11-5.
which is a goddamn miracle.
A miracle, because you look at him with the other teams he did.
Yeah,
he was like, in that like system.
6-8.
With that coach, with that team. Now, that defense was a little more veteran defense than we have now. We're getting there. We're, I mean, I think we're going to be good. But I agree with him. I think it's going to be 3-1.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay. But you got to come back.
You got to lose one. To what? Lose two, I don't see that happening.
Well, against Buffalo, Miami, who do we got? Who the first four games? Do anybody remember?
No, I just remember that 3 out of 4 at home.
Rick, what about you?
Buffalo's
2-2. Is Jacksonville in
there? I think because it's early in the season, and it seems to me, based on nothing other than observation, Belichick doesn't mind dropping a couple games at the end of the season.
He doesn't care.
So he's got something to ride the team about.
Motivation.
Don't think you're as good as you think you are.
Right.
They come out 3-1 or 4-0 with Garoppolo. Then you got a bunch of cocky guys who are going to be harder to control at the end of the
Belichick
season.
Belichick wants to lose.
I understand the theory, but I don't think that Belichick ever like intentionally is going to like.
No, he's not going to intentionally. But
I don't think he throws a game, but I don't think he takes out all the first.
I agree with Rick.
I think he brings out the end game.
Vic's 100% right.
Think he'd ever throw a game.
So we just came off of the 50th birthday party of our good friend Eric Lorden, who unfortunately is not with us tonight.
Yeah.
And he threw
He didn't die though.
He didn't die.
No, he's not dead. He's not fucking
epic, with us. He's not with us.
Epic party for the ages, a pirate themed party on Cape Ann Whale Watch.
Was it epic?
With a fantastic band that I didn't realize was as good as they were.
Yeah, they blew me away.
Over the Bridge, OTB, as they go by. James, what was your takeaway from the party?
I have some memories of the party. The whole day was pretty epic.
The pigs and the turkey legs, and
everybody that I guess the thing I remember is everybody that came to that party came to party. This was not a.
There was no drama.
Check it out.
I think the best part about the party was their asses off.
Yeah.
No drama. Drama free. It was great.
There was drama.
There was the guy standing on the roof of the fucking boat. That was a little bit of drama.
Because they wanted
to kill him when they saw him up there. But
there was a guy literally climbed up.
He had to get knocked down.
At one point, there was two guys, but
I didn't see it.
All of a sudden, okay, and Eric was not on the floor at this point in time. He was like down on another deck. I look up and there's this kid who's like 6'3", with his shirt off.
Was he his son?
No, not one of the kids.
No, he's skinny. He's skinny and like hammered, and his buddy's up there like filming him.
And nobody knew him.
And not weren't quite sure who they were, and they weren't in pirate gear until they cut the nipple off one of their t-shirts. So that therefore,
it would have been one of the farm guys.
Oh, it could have been a farm employee. But the police were like, you know, I mean the crew there were like not happy with him.
Yeah, they had to talk him down.
But anyways, other than that, it was fucking...
It was pretty great.
It was pretty freaking absolutely great. Epic.
The band was fantastic. I wouldn't hesitate to hire Over the Bridge for my function.
I'll tell you what. I was a little bit beyond impressed. They're way tighter than I expected. And I know, not to insult, they're young guys playing some roots rock reggae mix stuff. But damn...
Range, good vocal range too.
I was like, damn. Yep.
The crowd was jumping. The crowd
they
was were, jumping.
I mean, they batted 1,000. That's all there is to it. The band batted 8,000.
It was a 50th birthday party, not a 20th birthday party.
As one of the elders in the tribe, I can't tell you how happy I am that Eric has joined me in the 50s.
Yeah. The music was really catered towards people in the 20s to 30s.
Well,
they fit perfectly because everything they play old school.
Speaking of music and this type of music, Soul Rebel Project is playing where?
Castle Hill.
I've never been to a concert there, but I can only imagine it would be.
It's my first
unbelievable place. Have you ever been to a concert?
There was a Stones cover band there, like. 3-4 years ago.
What was
actually
it like?
Where I saw
outside?
Where I first saw pickup truck with a mustache on the front. So I was like, boop, boop, beep, 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 car stash. So that's the origin of the
Jeep
has
wow.
So tell me about the experience at Castle Hill.
Beautiful spot. You bring your cooler up. You got to be discreet, but not too discreet because they're not like running around, but you can't be like,
yeah.
Yeah, bring your eats. lawn chair and just Wait. Set up and
picnic drink. Listen
picnic
to
picnic drink. Bring some bug spray. But it's great take. Night.
Yeah. So this Thursday, which is I don't know what's today, the 26th.
Soul Rebel Project is fantastic.
Soul Rebel Project. Yeah. The probably
5 o'clock. I think gates open or something, or 4:30 gates open.
I bought their last album off of Amazon Prime. I mean Amazon and. Fantastic. Like paid for it. I haven't paid for an album in forever. Like a full album. Yeah. I've bought a bunch of different singles. I haven't bought a full on album in forever. That album was solid, top to bottom.
Wait to hear the new one.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah,
they'll be playing most of their new one this Thursday.
I'll be
filming the concert and doing a little drone flying too. We've got permission to do that. So. We filmed the show.
Rick?
I just got terribly excited. Just wanted to share. On August 29th, I'll be seeing the legend Ace Frehley at the Cabot Street.
Here we go.
How is that happening?
He's playing club gigs.
Single? I mean, solo?
Yeah. He just came out with a new album.
Wow.
Classic rock covers. And I'm pretty stoked.
Look at you.
I thought it was pretty interesting that Axl Rose is going to be fronting AC/DC.
He kills it on the Bon Scott songs, but he plays it very close to the vest and doesn't change up the Brian Johnson songs very much. Probably out of respect to Brian Johnson. He's still around, but, you know, that type of thing. But he shreds.
I mean, it's interesting.
He gets really guttural.
Is there anybody that isn't like more of a product of AC/DC's vocals than Axl when you think about it? It's like, I mean, there's not too many screamers, you know what I mean? Like
Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach. Yeah, but he could also sing too. He could also like hold a real note. But anyways, there's your segue to nothing.
Very cool. No, you know, okay, so I'm on Facebook. I'm a Facebook guy now, obviously.
Oh, okay. You're a legend.
I don't know when that
happened. What happened?
I got enough social shit. Hey, here's an update on the New England Patriots schedule. So yeah, we were right. It's Cards, Dolphins, Texans, Bills. So
that's a couple of
games. And you know what?
The first game
is on the road with the Cards that you're gonna lose. Then you have Miami at home. They don't know who the fuck they are still.
Texans.
No JJ Watt. Hello, thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah, JJ Watt not playing.
He just gave you a present. And then the Bills.
The Bills are
fucking
the Bills.
Bills, dude. So there you go. And then the following week, guess who comes back the following week to play you guys?
The Steelers.
In Cleveland, Josh Brown. Comes back.
Ooh. Josh Brown with
comes back to the Cleveland Browns. Comes back to Cleveland.
All right. So speaking of Facebook, how's that for a second?
Josh Gordon, not Josh Brown.
Facebook is, I mean, everybody could say this, I guess, but it is such a freaky freak show. There is a group called Cape Ann Yard Sale.
No, really? Haven't seen that group.
Are you serious? You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
It's a group, right? So people post stuff for sale. And you know, occasionally there's some interesting things. There's some retouched furniture and there's, you know, a pair of, you know, like set of tires or something. Like, a lot of times the shit that people post, though, for sale, like used bras,
what?
Kids' underwear.
I'm like, dude, what you realize that's some other old
shit.
Those items are huge in Japan. You go like to a vending machine.
Hey, they have vending machines.
I want to see a post.
People make millions of dollars selling socks and underwear on eBay, dude. Where the fuck have you been? That's some old freaky New England Cape Ann shit going on. That's crazy.
I've never seen any of this shit, so I have no idea what you're talking about. I've only seen
more. Today I was like scrolling through it, because I scroll through occasionally. You know, you go, oh, maybe you find something interesting.
Wow.
And it's just like, bras.
Can you believe that? People make money selling their used panties and
socks. That's horrible. Why would you buy fucking used underwear on the freaking Facebook, on anywhere?
Those poor people have to order
stains,
100 pairs from Amazon
clean?
Every few
days. What do you say?
It's amazing.
I
think it's democracy.
I'm going to puke in my throat whenever you talk about it.
You got something to sell. You have some household item to sell. What are you going to, like, are you going to throw it away? Are you going to list it someplace?
All right, so here, that's a good question. In my universe, because I have Anna in my life, it's Craigslist, eBay, whatever.
Right.
Without Anna in my life, it's on the curb.
On
Three.
It's this.
It's on the curb. Last night, I cleaned out the shop, the garage in the shop last weekend, and I had two mini refrigerators, one like a little cube and one kind of half size. And neither of them worked.
Oh, then fuck that.
So I'm not going to submit my friends to these.
No, you're not. Okay.
So I put them out in the street. Both of them were gone.
You didn't say anything next to them.
Like, before I even could turn around, they were gone.
That's a great story. I had a treadmill.
You know what I mean?
I lived on French Street.
And I didn't have to take a... No, I didn't have to take a picture of them. I didn't have to make a post. I didn't have to answer emails. You know, I didn't have to take... I didn't have to take some poor slob's $20 bill.
You didn't have to wait for
them. They were fucking gone.
You didn't have to wait for them.
On French Street?
Gone.
You want to ever put something up for free, put it on 10 French Street. Just put it out, people, then bazillions of whoever takes it, the next day it's gone.
I had a guy stop by my stack. I had a guy stop outside my stack in front of Cape Andrew Clay.
My stack of shit.
And it was like I had broken glass. I had a pallet. I had an old door.
A half
and
a dog.
And I had like a...
The deuce apparently is the place to get rid of your wares.
And I had a guy stop his truck, pull right up in front of the window. I'm looking at him. I'm 5 feet away from him in the window. And he's digging through all this stuff. And he took the big piece of plywood. I mean...
God bless
him.
That's a good spot, too.
Should I go on to whatever it is, Cape Ann, whatever the hell it is?
Cape Ann Yard
Sale. Who wants to buy a piece of plywood for $17?
Okay, I have a story about this. Okay, right. So we're moving out of our winter rental.
We
had this wood curio that I actually bought second class.
You're screaming
I was just looking to get my money back, right? I was like, I posted the picture on Good Morning Gloucester, and I put it on OfferUp, I think, and a person that one of our friends may or may not be dating right now, responds and says, "Oh, I'm interested," so I get back and say, "Okay, when would you like to pick it up?" They say, "Text me the address." I'm like, "It's in East Gloucester. Do you want it or not?" Text me or give me your telephone number. I'm like, not giving you my telephone number, not giving you my address, but like, if you tell me you're interested, I'll bring it to you. No. Like, it was a back and forth for 4 days. And Kate,
how you doing? You look lovely.
Hey, Oprah.
What are you hiding under there? Oprah, what do you got under there? She's wearing a very sexy black striped robe.
Sexy about this.
Says Joey.
Hey, make
a can you do me a favor? Can you do my hair like that sometime?
Man bun.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to look.
Actually, that was one of we got totally distracted. But that was one of Rick's topics. The Gene Simmons rocking
the man bun 40 years before everyone else.
Oh yes, I saw that. That was a great
one
topic.
Inspirations.
That was good.
My shit up there for like 20.
That's okay.
Years
no.
3 years.
Maybe, so we were talking the about. Best time to interrupt.
Though. It's actually the first time a woman's voice has been on home.
Yeah. No, it's the second.
So, not the second.
But it's the second in a fucking row. What are we doing?
Second in a row.
And action.
So anyway, the point being, a lot of times, some of the bullshit you have to go through to sell these things with online, your time is worth way more money than like suffering fools.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I'm just.
That's why you're talking the same,
right? What are we making here, Kate? We
got a little accident.
What?
Nothing. Making tea.
This is
yes, I agree.
Some
though.
Kind of girl.
I agree.
Let me see the tea.
No.
Half the time.
Let me see
I've
the package.
Done Craigslist stuff.
Come on.
Half the time I've done Craigslist stuff. It's been like. Half the time it's worth it, and the other half the same
total
shit.
Disaster.
Like,
oh,
that's why I like James's idea.
That's
just
like
put
this
it out,
is. You know what? You know what you call that? You should call that from now on, James. That's curb list.
Curb list.
And he's like, he's a
curb list.
I'll take that.
That would be a fucking.
Oh, you got something to sell? I'll put it on curb list.
Curb list.
That's it. Right there. We're starting a movie.
Curb list. Experience with your son, and you failed as a father because you have your son poking the sausages.
What?
Who's poking the sausages?
Oh, you're talking about Thor, the Thor adventure. The introduction,
Fourth of July, it's, set the stage.
In my mind, is the introduction of Thor into this particular circle.
Well, not to me, but to.
But
to
my son Jimmy, 6 foot, whatever Craig says.
3:30 6:30
Yeah, he's a big fella.
He's a big guy.
So you know, I'm not allowed to grill without Craig's permission because apparently I'm a novice.
As we know. On my grill.
And they don't on the grill that Joey bought.
On my grill.
Still hasn't snatched pebble from stone.
The grill that Joey keeps at my house.
Still hasn't snatched pebble from stone.
So I'm grilling, and my nephew comes up to me and says, "Oh, we should poke that sausage." And every time I say tell the story, all my grilling buddies make a face like
no jokes,
like I stuck a pole up their ass. You know what I mean? but because I'm an uncle, I say yeah, whatever you think. Let's
with a fork. With a fork.
Let's learn from this experience, my nephew. So he pokes his sausage. Immediately, Craig and Eric jump in and say, "Oh, you can't poke the sausage!
What are you doing, poking holes in the sausage?"
And they were like jumping on me, like,
"Not to do that! Like, let's have a two-show."
They were treating me like the trainee griller that I am, which is their right to do. I mean, I'm a trainee griller. I'm not the, I turn it on, I click, and I cook hamburgers. So I understand. But Jimmy decided, Jimmy says, you do not do that. My dad wants to poke sausage. He's going to poke sausage. And Craig, I have a picture of Jimmy. Here's Jimmy, you know, 6'3", and here's Craig, and they're doing it. And I have a great picture of that because Jimmy was like, So I was really pleased about
that. Actually, what really happened was Jimmy was like, he actually pulled James off the grill. He was like, "You're out of here.
You should never be allowed on
He just
grill.
Pulled him off the grill. Like, I didn't pull him
I
off the
know
grill.
That.
It was Jimmy.
Classic stainless steel.
I'm going to go back and look at the tape. I'm
first
gonna have
generation
the footage
Weber
on my phone
performer.
Of this happening. And I think he might have got pulled off by Jimmy.
All right. So we should mention, as far as cooking goes,
dude,
we get our boy Chris has been guest hosting on behind the griddle over at George's.
I'm a cook now, part time.
At George's.
When can we see you over there?
What days is this, brother?
I'm very sporadic. I will be there on the 21st, Sunday the 21st, but I may be there on the 13th and 14th. I'm there on the weekends.
Of August, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty much there for the most part.
You should send out a guest. You should send out
a thing.
You
want me to send something out?
I'll
send something out.
Dean
will not let me make my sweet potato hash, though. So
that's
you guys
bullshit.
Need to, like,
fuck it. You're going to riot.
Or the, remember
pick
the...
Pick it. Let's pick it out front.
Pick it, George's.
We
want Chris's hash. We want Chris's hash.
That's what you're going to do. Dean won't do it.
That might come out wrong if you can't.
Say it again.
We want Craig's hash. We want Craig's hash.
No, that's a different kind of hash, baby.
We want
hash.
Someone just says that.
That's funny. That Mrs. is... GMG wants the Craig's hash, not Chris's hash.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Summer rehash. How's everybody's summer going? 1 to 10. James.
Working.
1 to 10.
For what?
10.
10. Been a great summer for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you, okay. spent a full month getting drunk, so that was good.
That's a good summer.
You get that going for us.
Explain yourself.
All right, so my special needs son, Yanni, moved out 7 weeks ago.
And you had him with you for how long?
Well, he's 28 years old.
28 years.
And as far as I was concerned, he was never going to leave. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be, you know, we three. And, you know, he's a pretty fair amount of work. You know, we don't get to go out as much and whatever. We couldn't do as much as we would normally like to do. And then we found a situation where it was perfect for him. He's very happy. He moved out.
And then
24 hours after he moved out, Ann and I went out, drank. 24 hours after that, Ann and I went out and drank. 24 hours after that, Ann and I went
Six
out.
Weeks later.
No matter who invited us to what, the only word
the
we knew
yes.
was, yeah, baby.
Yes.
We are going out,
all
baby.
In. All
and
in.
So for about, literally about a month straight, we went out and partied every single night.
That's great. That's
Not
great.
Like yeah. as if we're that's celebrating.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah.
It was only because we could. That's and we exactly hadn't right. been able to do
Nobody
much.
Knows right. until you're in you that know. Situation. You.
He's happy as a
that's
pig in shit
thing.
Right
that's
now.
Oh, look at this. The intern. So
Oh.
The intern.
The intern. The intern's still here.
Oh.
Hey, can you do
right, we got people in.
I need to wake up at 3 o'clock.
And the intern.
The boy and intern.
All right, so we got people entering the stage. It's going to get noisy for a second. That's why.
Yo, brother.
You're going to get up at 3? That's Eric. Change all the things I was going to say about Eric.
I'm not pausing until you have to tell me. Eric Gordon, an intern, just showed up out of the blue.
Cameron, he has a name.
Sorry.
Does he really?
No, he's the intern.
Because all I've known him as the intern. He's got to remain the intern.
You're busting your balls,
so wait a second. 50th birthday party. Give us your summation. We all said it was.
He doesn't remember his 50th birthday party. He doesn't remember. He broke his knee some shit. I drank beer the whole time then.
Beer. That's all you did. Beer.
Until we went to
the Crohn's. You did more drink beer.
Well, we were drinking rum and Red Bull.
Yeah.
I was giving most of it to Thor. He handed me a flask.
How about the band? Over the Bridge.
Over the Bridge. Killed it.
Right?
Killed it.
I hired them 100 times out of 100.
Now, my question to you, besides before I answer as to how I thought it went, yep. You know, you gauge a party on all of your guests. Right. Did your guests have a good time?
Right, you do.
Right. So all the people that I talked to, you know, which isn't everybody that was there, but quite a few, people rated it in the top 5 parties that they ever attended in their lives.
It was a great party.
I would put it there, too.
You know, I mean, top 5. And I mean,
yeah,
I
was
some old motherfuckers, lofty. Man. You know, I mean.
It's pretty lofty.
It's pretty lofty right there.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a great party. So,
And there was no bullshit. There was no fights.
No, we said that was. That what did I say? No drama. Drama-free party.
No drama.
That was part of my topics.
But I'm gonna bust your balls.
You also had a girl who pulled her top off.
I'm gonna bust your balls.
I got it.
Yes, you did. It was your party. All happened at your party.
What did you dress up?
Hold on. I want to hear this.
Right.
What was your pirate costume, Joey?
I had the eye patch. And beads. I had the beads.
Joe, you had the worst costume.
Did you hear this? Joey.
I had no idea.
Tell me exactly, what did you wear to your buddy, your best buddy's 50th birthday pirate party?
I wore eye patch.
What color? What else would you wear? A fucking bikini?
I am not a fan of costume. Halloween parties or anything else.
You're not mature enough to just let
yourself go.
What was the ensemble?
We got there.
Start with the eye patch and work your way down. Tell me what you were wearing at this party, Joel.
I had my pink sweater that Kate got me that said she thinks she's sexy on me. Listen, I had my priorities in order.
So you got somebody else dressed you for the pirate party.
Hey.
And blue shorts.
It comes down to the end of the night. What's going to happen at the end of the night? Whatever it takes.
This cop out. Are you kidding me?
The guy asking the question had the pirate party of the night. Anybody question that? No, thank you.
Oh, costume.
And Thor showed up with no costume.
And I decorated.
And he decorated Thor. He had costume for himself.
And in the parking lot
could costume an entire other human being.
Any other person
and
showed
Thor
up.
Had second best costume of the night.
I was surprised.
This is who's asking this question.
I was surprised. I was honestly surprised.
That's why I'm busting his balls.
We were literally, Kate and I were actually probably out of the whole entire boat, the only people that didn't take it seriously. Yeah. Like there was 100 people on the boat. I don't know how many people.
Say 100.
100
people? Yeah. 98 people went balls to the walls.
Yeah, I had a whole pool. I bought off of Amazon.com.
I didn't know if I was even going to be able to make it because I usually get out of work at like 7 o'clock at night and I didn't even know if I was going to be
there. I just know that next year you're going to plan accordingly.
You ready for tomorrow?
Is that correct?
I have to take this time to publicly apologize to Eric. I wasn't able to go because I was stuck in Kansas City. However, sitting at home in my closet is a Willie Stargell replica uniform. So I was ready to come as a pirate.
That would have been amazing.
Should I have said Parker? Would that have been better?
Come on. But that party was epic. I mean, it was.
That was epic.
Congratulations. Hey, you know what? Let me just
who's
because,
15 next?
Well, just because Rick brought up that he didn't go. So this came on me today. And I'm not trying to bring up any hard feelings or anything. I mean, this is life, okay?
Eric, according to Eric.
No, hug it out. So my landlord is good friends with Lauren.
Yeah.
And Muck.
Oh. Yes.
And she said, you know, hey, how come you didn't invite Lauren and Muck to your birthday party? And I said, well, you know, I'm honestly better friends with Rick. And he's part of our gang. And I said, I didn't think it was appropriate. And I told Mark the day after that I was sorry that, you know.
Don't even look at me.
I didn't even know exactly what was going on, you know. And then that happened to another friend of ours that I'll leave off the thing. You know, but I mean, and she was like, well, maybe they could have all been at a point where they could have gotten together and been all right with that. And I was like, well, I don't know. So I'm asking you, if I had invited them, I mean, first of all, if you didn't go.
I couldn't go. I was.
But you didn't know that.
No.
You didn't know that. You know? So out of respect for you, and as long as I've known Mark and Lauren, you know, you have to make choices. You know, so she was trying to make me feel bad today about making choices. And I was like, listen, I'm not going to feel bad.
You shouldn't.
I'm like, Rick's my boy.
That's a good segue.
I'm like, we're a homie cast together. I've known Mark for 20 years. Whatever. I'm like, you have
to. Bros before hoes, baby.
Bros before hoes.
That's how it goes.
So
it's a celebration of purchase.
Yeah.
I just want to know. Sometimes, you know, when you have parties, you get in weird.
It is what it is.
You get in weird situations.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Yeah, discussion for another time.
No. Anyway,
you know my position.
Yeah,
so don't wear, okay. The lesson here is don't wear a fucking pink sweatshirt next year.
That's it.
A goddamn pirate party.
That's it.
And give me some bullshit story.
A fucking
fuck
pink
that.
Shirt to a pirate party. Still got laid.
Are you guys really like? You don't feel confident in your masculinity enough to wear a pink
shirt? You don't feel confident. No, I feel confident. I'll wear pink shorts.
Every time I got cargo shorts on.
Even though we're cargo shorts, we'll give Rick props.
Every time I get invited to a pink sweater party, I wear a fucking pink sweater, Joey. Okay?
Alright, I got you. Point taken. Point taken. All right, summer recap. We're going around 1 to 10. Summer.
I would say 8.
Barry's here. Wait a second.
What?
Look at this guy.
What just happened?
Get him a beer. You gotta keep this. You gotta get out from summer over here.
Somebody, pause. Everybody, put the crack pipe away.
Barry shows up.
Oh my god. Wait a second.
And he's got two beers.
Oh, he's got beers in his hand.
Somebody texted him.
Barry came with exactly what he wanted to drink.
Two beers and a half.
Boar Light. Water Light. Look at that.
Diesel. He's in the house.
Hey, give him a real beer, will you?
Have you ever been to one of our podcasts?
Never.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. No, he has. Are you serious? Come on, Barry. Get in there. Come on.
Hey, you know, if two more people showed up, we could be.
He can't handle the pressure.
Didn't attend.
Wait, call Felicia. She'll handle it for him.
Oh my god.
So, wait. 1 to 10. Summer, how's your summer?
So, I would say at 8. I haven't really hung out on the beach. And I haven't done a few things that I would like to do this summer so far. So, yeah. It's been awesomely perfect. But I call it an 8.
Quiet.
What's going on with Kate?
She's telling us to quiet. She's waving it back. She's telling us to quiet.
That's my fault.
We literally just got hushed in the middle of this podcast.
We got hushed.
Oh, shit.
This is why we do it. This is why we do the podcast.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you, honey.
Good night.
Thank you, honey.
It's going to be all right.
She's amazing.
No woman, no cry.
You know something? Honestly, she's been amazing.
Very cool.
I gave her the text.
So, yeah.
Seriously.
Round the room. 1 to 10. How's your summer been?
Great.
10, 1 to 10.
The intern.
7, 8, 5, 4, 5.
You didn't say 1 to 10.
You said 8.
All these
said
8.
Come on. You're hanging out with Eric.
How's your summer been 1 to 10? You're anonymous. We're calling you intern.
Intern. 9.
A 9?
Good job.
The boy comes up with a 9.
Is that
anything
to do with a train ride from Boston? No. Good times going on.
The boy says 9.
Barry, what's your summer?
Sizzle.
Oh, 10 always.
Always. Just,
yeah.
Life's great.
Yeah.
Barry, it doesn't change. Eric, how about you? Turning 50.
Eric, I'm going to answer for 10? You. Eric. It's been a 10 for Eric.
Eric, we're going to punch you if you say anything less than 12.
It is true.
He can't draw it up any better.
I'm going to go with a 9 minus 1 for missing Eric's party, but plus 1 because I haven't had a top on my Jeep in 9 weeks.
That's solid.
Yeah!
Solid. And I've only had to use the Shamwa once.
We've had some storms.
The Shamwa.
I'm going to go
if we're under a fire hazard.
All right, Chris?
Absolute 10. Ooh, nice. And the best summer I've had in a while.
10. Hey, cheers to that,
Chris.
Cheers to you, brother. Cheers to you.
Chris.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, cheers to Chris.
Cheers.
All right, where do we live where nobody is here below a 7? No. Like, nobody's below an 8. We live in a place.
I was the only, pathetic person to say that.
We have half a dozen guys or more here, and everybody's 7 and up.
Yeah. 7 up.
That's where we live, baby.
7 up. Bam.
Dude, I'll tell you. I'm having a ball.
Hey, we came up with something new tonight. We'll tell you about later.
Did you say 1 to 10?
No, 10. Solid 10.
It's always 10.
I, like,
Big day.
I'm in the Shire.
Was it the Blue Lobster?
Nah, you know what? It's like
the Blue Lobster.
I've been hanging out with my buddies. Kate's been awesome. Everybody, like, just like the summer has been a great summer. Work has been, you know, we're doing okay. We're not like killing it, but we're not like.
Hey, making money and working hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Just going
does
through.
The pink sweater make it a nine?
I'm not injured right now. So that's good.
You
may make it nine for your in your mind, but not mine, right? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So
moving on.
Okay, here's a serious question. So the piping plovers. We all aware of the piping plovers on Good Harbor Beach that they shut down a certain area of the
birds that are nesting in like that endangered place.
So
there's water.
Every single year on the blog, on Good Morning Gloucester, the blog, we have these posts of people complaining about the trash on Good Harbor Beach. Every year, and every year there's also complaints about dogs in the summer on Good Harbor Beach because it's posted that you're not supposed to have dogs on Good Harbor Beach in the summer and stuff like that. Now,
no birds.
But the problem never seems to go away. It's not. But
just repeats itself every year.
And my theory is, it's not like, you know. And some people say that, oh, it's just, it's all about educating people. And I say no. It's ignorant people that are next year are going to be ignorant, and the year after going to be ignorant, and the year after that going to be ignorant that don't follow the rules, and they're just going to continue to leave their trash because they're pieces of shit people. Now, so at one point I'm like, you know what? There's no talking is going to change the subject. I go, but then I'm thinking about, okay, what can you do? And I'm saying to myself, enforcement. Like,
shoot them, right?
Why can't we find the shit out of people? That, like, if you're not supposed to, if there's certain areas where you're not supposed to have the dogs, and they're still bringing the dogs,
and beat the shit out of them.
No, just find them because they say that oh, there's not enough manpower.
James has been watching a lot of WWE.
I've been watching Sopranos a lot.
The thought that people think is that you're not allowed to ask if someone has a service animal because the service dogs don't have to wear the vests anymore. Right? Because you're protected by Americans with Disabilities Act if you have a service animal, but you are allowed to say what is, you can ask, is that a service dog? Right? Because dogs are the only ones that are covered service animals. And then what function do they perform that you're unable to perform? You know, what are they trained for?
Yeah.
And those are the two questions that a proprietor or a business owner is allowed to ask. Because a lot of times people get afraid that you can't say anything. And a lot of times that, you know, people have this companion animal, or I feel more secure when I have my dog with me, or I really like, but that's not protected by Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm. And people don't want to get into that slippery slope, but the bottom line is that the dogs aren't allowed on the beach. And I say, well, we can do, because I understand that, you know, you're going to put somebody on and they're going to be, you know, could be 8 hours and all of a sudden nobody's got a dog and you're paying out for that. Publicly shame them. Take pictures of someone's leaving that trash, just go, hey, buddy, camp it for a sec. Click. So I'm going to take a picture of the asshole who left that trash there. I'm going to post it on Facebook tonight. Oh, you got your dog at the beach? Good to see you. I'm going to put that on Facebook.
Hey, do they have the garbage cans out there anymore?
No.
Let me chime in on this. All right. Does anyone else here besides me know how much those parking lots bring in on a daily basis?
It's $1 million a year, I think, minimum.
$2.7 million.
Let's just break it down to the day.
Yeah. All the beach fees is $2.7 million.
2.7 a year for all the beaches.
Yeah. $20,000 a day they bring in.
At least. Parking lots.
Oh, that's what
they
it
can't
is.
Have trash
that's
cans.
That's what it is. My buddy is on the DPW. You know, it's $20,000 a day. Now, in Old Orchard Beach, every boardwalk that you walk down,
every 10 feet is a trash
has
can.
A gigantic 50-gallon barrel. They have one little friggin'.
Up and down,
grabbed,
emptying it,
right over. You know,
they're $20,000 a day. They can afford to take. So, I mean, pick up the trash.
Yeah, explain it a real simple thing.
Well, here's
$20,000 a day.
And if some idiots like leave a bunch of trash on the beach, the guy gets out of his veal.
Right.
Goes over with a rake.
Yeah, and he made $7 and they made $20,000.
And fucking picks it up.
Right.
You know, this is not a state park. Good Harbor is not a state park where it's a $2 donation and then it's carry in, carry out. They're a $25 per car business. And when you provide a business, you gotta provide
you gotta
a service.
Up. That's right.
The first step that would need to happen is the city council would have to change it, because right now all of that money goes into the general fund. And so if the guys who are running the beach, Kenny Ryan's the one at Good Harbor, if he wants to add something on, he doesn't have the money in the budget. If they want to have that money there, there's nothing that, no matter how much money the beaches bring in, you still got to fight that same dollars being fought for by
every other
DPW, schools, police, fire department.
Whether the government's running the business or a private industry's running the business, it's still true. It's 20 grand a day. They got enough money to take care of business.
Right. So,
or, but the bottom line is right now that's paying for
right,
a teacher. What else do you like that's going on
in this First, you got to take care of your income generator, and then whatever's left over, you pass on to others.
Right,
that's the deal. That's how business is run. I run a business.
I know how businesses are run. I'm talking about the city.
You're not even talking about more than $200 a day out of the 20 grand to clean Good Harbor.
That's right. 200 bucks.
It's just the cost of doing business, man.
What was the topic?
No.
How do you get people to stop littering?
How do you stop? How do you enforce these things? The people that say, I'm bringing my dog.
Oh, I have an answer.
Well, they have a law.
Yeah, they have a law, but you can't enforce it. There's no way to enforce, like, that's your cup, that's your bag, that's your... You would have to stand behind people or have a drone on them to prove that they walked in with it and didn't walk out with it.
What about the
dogs? So, yes, you need to provide a service.
What about the dogs?
It's what Eric's saying. You know, there's money in there.
The dogs, okay. Two winters ago, I was out there, dead of fucking winter.
It's different. You can have a dog on a winter.
Yeah, it was way off season. Got approached by a woman, you know, working for the pet control or something, about a dog pooing or something, missed, whatever. It was a big to-do. Worked it out with them. Understood it. You know, it was like, yes, animals get away. You know, they do things when you don't see them, that sort of thing. But that was way off season, so it was kind of irrelevant. In season, I have no experience with it, because I wouldn't take a dog in there in season.
Do you know what someone told me? Someone told me at one time that the Gloucester DPW was comprised of, I'm going to guess and say 35 plus people, maybe 45 mm-hmm. plus people, and now all of Gloucester DPW is 12 people.
Wow.
How many, you went to a man's school? How many custodians were there?
I don't know exactly, but there was several.
14 when I went to O'Malley School. There's two. Maybe three. Because it's all before Prop 2.5, before money was tight. It was just like, well, that's what it takes. And, you know,
yeah.
The guy's now working a lot harder than the team of 14 were, and the same thing with DPW.
The trend that I see is this. So now, right.
Things like that are because when politicians come in and slash it to act like they save money. Those are the actual effects right there. That proves it. That's where it happens. Like, cool things that should be funded don't get funded.
You know what? There seems to be groups, right? They come up and they say, hey, we'll volunteer to do it. We're going to take care of this park. We're going to do this thing. We're going to do that thing, right? And they're all gung-ho for 1 or 2 years, right?
And they drop off.
And then the city says, oh, great, they're taking care of this. We don't have to take care of this anymore. And then that group falls apart. And then fucking, like... It's just like...
They're like a rotary when you come into town. They finally fix it up after like 4 years of it looking rough.
I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good work, but it just... I don't know how you...
We can have whatever we want to afford. If we want to have a Prop 2.5 override and have somebody pick up the beach and
what else
shovel
you got?
The sidewalks and do everything else, we can, you know...
Yeah,
we'd have to be willing to pay for it.
What else you got? We're not putting people to sleep with.
No, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Like,
we did that for the Erudite crowd. The, you know...
The what?
The Erudite crowd, the kind of, you know, the socially...
I just think that was interesting.
No, we're serving everybody here.
Yeah. But I think, like, the main thing is Soul Rebel Project at...
Big show Thursday night, Soul Rebel Project. That's going to be a good damn good time, period.
It's going to be epic. I want to talk about one thing.
Let's bring Barry in here real quick. Barry, come over here and sit down.
Sunday afternoon.
Barry, come over here and sit down.
Sunday afternoon, 6 p.m., I was gonna go to the lobster pool to see the blue lobster get released.
Yeah,
and so we Kate's friend was on the private end of Pebble Beach, Rockport, Long Beach. And I figured, oh, I can't park there because I don't have a thing. I want to use Uber. I tried to get on Uber on a Sunday afternoon just to, I'll park my car, you know, somewhat close and just Uber in, Uber out. You know what the closest Uber was on Sunday afternoon? Like, I don't know that there's a, like, more middle of summer, like, time than right now. Maybe 4th of July weekend. Beverly was the closest Uber.
To the island?
To the island.
Dude, I gave up, like, 4 months ago on Uber to the island. I didn't even know there was a fucking car on the island.
Occasionally there is.
Someone came to the Bikini Dodgeball.
They did. And I've taken it a couple times. When Uber is around and in Boston, if you don't use Uber, you're, as opposed to a taxi cab, you're insane.
You're screwed. Yeah.
Because it's like one third of the money and much nicer vehicles with people that have incentive to give you a good experience because they get rated. Just so.
It's a beautiful thing.
It was sad to me that our city can't support Uber. And we're not at that place that we can support Uber yet.
And cheap Uber.
Huh? Have you?
Jeeps. People in Jeeps.
Wait, here's the other. Jeep Uber would be fantastic. Hey, whatever happened to those people? The guy, the kid, what was his name? On Rocky Neck, he had he was doing the Jeep tours.
They moved. Corey Newman. Corey Newman and Violet.
Violet.
McCarthy, Violet Gray.
Yeah, they're really sweet people.
Yeah, they moved to Georgia, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they were really nice people.
Yeah, scripts so, really down there.
So, this, another point based on the Uber, those Uber drivers make stupid money. They make great money. So people, like, to me...
Tremendous money. Trust me, they make tremendous money.
And we're going to build a wall.
It's huge.
The Mexicans are going to build a wall.
Mexicans cannot drive Uber because they can't spell it, okay?
But no, it does show that, like, if someone wants to work,
they can bust some balls and make it happen.
Take them. And then if there is not Uber in this city, I guarantee you can make it. You can make pay driving Uber in this city. And
Uber,
boom.
They should sponsor this.
What if Hooters got together with Uber and they came out with Boober?
Have you used
it? Was
it?
Like, you know,
I've
like
not
obvious. I'm not going to say anything.
You took it up down. In those cities, like
Barry and Mohan in the house.
Oh no, New Orleans, we rent.
If only we had a camera to pan over to Barry.
Bring kids around. And, you know.
Barry, a rare treat, showing up and not saying a fucking thing down there.
That's how we operate.
Barry's son's going away.
The beauty of this is we can do this every single podcast, and it'll be. Look, Barry's here again, but no one will say anything. It'll be like, yeah.
I tell you, so
dear friend of ours,
so Barry's
son is going.
Barry's,
maybe I'm not yet.
Oh,
he spoke up.
Proof.
So Barry's wife, my sister, posted something on Instagram today, a picture of BJ, his son, my sister's daughter, son, at
your Linens fucking nephew, Joey.
My nephew, at Linens and Things, presumably and buying shit. Stuff for college.
Yes.
Which is very sad to me.
It's a beautiful thing.
No, it's very sad to me because he's not going to be around for football season.
No,
like,
no.
I like watching
and
football with him.
I have to fill his slot.
Hey, did anyone get a video of BJ at Lemons and Things? Because, God.
That would have been awesome for, like, gay websites and shit.
Oh,
great.
Don't say that for you.
All right, I'm so busting his balls for
there you go. Months. All right, it's HomieCast 19. Next one, 20.
Bitches.
Bitches.
Almost legal to drink.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Baby girl, I'm... Because you treat me like shit, I pay for the...